Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
This is Radio ENRG. I'm Erin Brown with today's top national and international stories. A London coroner declared the 30 Britons killed in a terrorist attack at a resort in Tunisia in 2015 were unlawfully killed, and that police response was not adequate. Tour operator TUI has been accused of security failings. Solicitor Giles Hutchinson speaks on behalf of 22 of the victims' families.
On behalf of our clients who lost members of their family and those who suffered injuries in this terrible incident, we will now be preparing to commence civil proceedings against TUI. Inquests were about those who tragically lost their lives. They must never be forgotten.
The Liberal Democrats conducted a study and have found that around 28% of EU citizens have had their permanent UK residency requests denied. If all EU citizens were to apply for permanent residency, 800,000 people would be left in the dark if they could stay in the UK or not. Nicola Sturgeon has said Theresa May's government is pushing Scotland towards a second referendum. Sturgeon wrote, "Instead of meeting us halfway, however, the UK's government approach has been it's way or no way. If an independence referendum does arise, it will not be down to bad faith on the part of the Scottish government, but to the sheer intransigence on the part of the UK government." U.S. President Donald Trump told Fox and Friends he plans on raising military spending by £43 billion by cutting foreign aid and other budgets. Trump says this increase won't hurt national debt.
We really have to. We have no choice. And a lot of people think it's a tremendous amount of money. It could be actually $30 billion more than that. We're going to upgrade our military very substantially. Remember this, I also am going to get involved in negotiating.
Iraq's federal police commander has said ISIS leaders are beginning to leave western Mosul after more and more militants have been cut off from one another. A fire broke out at a shelter for asylum seekers in Sweden Saturday night. 15 to 20 people have been reported injured. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the fire. Police Chief Simon Bailey says pedophiles who view indecent images should not be jailed unless they are a physical threat to children. Gabriel Shaw, Chief Executive of the National Association for People Abused in Childhood, addresses this decision.
To some victims and survivors, this may be seen as, yet again, the authorities walking away or failing them, and also perhaps the message to would-be offenders, almost a green light to go ahead and download and view these images because, oh, the police haven't got the resources to catch me.
Police Scotland has outlined a 10-year plan wherein staff will be cut by 400 officers amidst financial challenges. The money saved is said to be redirected to frontline operations. Sir Philip Green has offered £343 million to settle with the pensioners under failed retailer BHS. Sky's business correspondent Adam Parsons explains what the money will go to.
£343 million is going to set up a new independent pension scheme with new regulation. And what that will do is pay BHS pensioners the amount that they had originally expected to get.
At the 89th Academy Awards Sunday, La La Land was announced as the winner for Best Picture, only to be corrected that Moonlight actually won. Firm PwC, who handles votings and envelopes for the Oscars, are being blamed for the mix-up.
People are going to remember that PwC are the firm that got the Oscars wrong. And so at a global level, expect PwC to come up with some changes and a narrative to try and move that on. Otherwise, this will damage their brand, their reputation.
This is Radio Napier.